理课堂听 class.com。
Unit 21, Part 1, 611. Our packing is strong enough to withstand bumping and rough handling under normal conditions. 612. The cases used for packing our transistor radios are light but strong. 613. The export cases used to pack the goods are strong enough to protect the instruments. 614.The cartons lined with plastic sheets are waterproof. 615. We plan to use cardboard boxes with iron straps for reinforcement. 616. Our trip scissors are packed in boxes of one dozen each, 200 boxes to a wooden case. 617. We'll pack them 10 dozen to one carton. Gross weight, around 25 kilograms a carton. 618.Our export fruit knives are packed in boxes of 100 dozen each. 619. The packing of our men's shirts is each in a poly bag, 5 dozen to a carton, lined with waterproof paper and bound with 2 iron straps outside. 620. Our cotton prints are packed in cases lined with draft paper and waterproof paper. 620.Our cotton prints are packed in cases lined with draft paper and waterproof paper, each consisting of 30 pieces with 5 colors for one design. 621. The cigars are packed 5 pieces to a small packet, 20 packets to a carton, 144 cartons to a cardboard container. 622. These cartons are well protected against moisture by plastic lining. 623.All the goods will be packed according to the special way you require. 624. As requested, the shirts will be packed in waterproof material. 625. We plan to use cardboard or plastic cartons for the outer packing. 626. Your goods will be packed in wooden cases with tin lining and iron hoops. 627.The goods are packed in new and sound jute bags, each containing about 200 pounds. 628. The cartons are well protected against moisture by polythene sheet lining. 629. If the goods are packed in cartons, any traces of pilferage will be in evidence. Therefore, the insurance company may be made to pay the necessary compensation for such losses. 630.Such packing has also been accepted by our insurance company for WPA and TPND. Part 2. 631. The cartons are comparatively light and therefore easy to handle. 632. It is our usual way to pack these goods in cartons. 633. Cartons are quite fit for ocean transportation.And they are extensively used in our shipments to other continental ports, to the entire satisfaction of our clients. 634. Cartons are more convenient to handle in the course of loading and unloading. 635. We would like to inform you that we used to pack our scissors in wooden cases, but after several trial shipments in carton packing, we found our cartons just as seaworthy as wooden cases. 636. Cartons are less expensive, lighter to carry, and cost lower freight. 637. We prefer carton packing to wooden case packing. 638. Our cartons for canned food are not only seaworthy, but also strong enough to protect the goods from damage. 639.Cartons are not likely to be mixed with wooden cases while in transport or storage, so that the rate of breakage is lower than that of wooden cases. 640. Shirts packed in such cartons are not so susceptible to damage by moisture as those packed in wooden cases. 641. All our wooden cases are well sealed. They are not easily subject to sweat damage. 642. We believe that your clients will find the improved packing satisfactory and your fears unwarranted. 643. We hope that you will agree to our opinion and accept our carton packing. 644. The weight and measurement of each case are clearly marked on every case. 645. You will note that our packing has been greatly improved, and we are sure that they will meet with the satisfaction of the clients. 646. The dimensions of the case are 17 centimeters high, 30 centimeters wide, and 50 centimeters long, with a volume of about 0.026 of a cubic meter. The gross weight is 23.5 kilograms. 647. They save shipping space and facilitate the storage and distribution of the goods. 648. In addition to the gross, net, and tare weights, the wording "Made in the People's Republic of China" is also stenciled on the package. 649. We have made a number of improvements in packaging and presentation. Please set your mind at ease. 650. Our containers are in complete conformity to the specifications laid down by the International Standardization Organization.